It's not a radioactive disaster. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what Ukraine's president feared when Russians attacked a nuclear power plant.
Only immediate action by Europe can stop the Russian troops. Don't let Europe die from a disaster at a nuclear power plant.
The shell hit a training center. The reactors themselves have not been damaged, and the IAEA saying there's no sign of any radiation leak. Firefighters initially were not able to go in because of the fighting, but they have now been in. The fire has been extinguished. But this nuclear power station, the largest one in Europe, is in the control of Russian forces.
Fox's Benjamin Hall in Kyiv as Russians keep bombarding other cities. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's in Brussels for talks.
Every ally in one way or another is coming to Ukraine's assistance. Every ally in one way or another is helping to strengthen NATO itself.
He'll visit six countries in 6 days, including some housing refugees. More than a million people have fled Ukraine. The conflict pumping up oil prices, and it's costing us at the pump. Gas prices up 11 cents today, 22 cents the past 3 days. Mass murder in Pakistan. A Shiite Muslim mosque was bombed during Friday prayers in Peshawar. At least 45 worshippers killed. In Chicago, two police officers shot and wounded last night, both expected to recover. The suspected gunman was arrested. A court fight plays out over Texas and Mississippi abortion laws, and Florida Republicans, they're readying a new law. Fox's Evan Brown live in Broward County.
Yeah, Dave, a new bill passed by the Florida legislature is very similar to the Mississippi law now under review by the U.S. Supreme Court. It would make abortion illegal starting at 15 weeks of pregnancy. Like other new laws passed in other states, its sponsors say medical science can now prove an unborn baby feels pain at 15 weeks, whereas the Roe v. Wade standard from 1973 used 24 weeks as a benchmark. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is expected to sign it, Dave.
America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Fox News.
There are lawmakers headed to the Ukraine border today for talks, three Republicans and three Democrats, as Congress keeps trying to work out more aid for Ukraine. And while there's still a big divide over voting reform and the Biden Building a Better America agenda, something both parties agree on has been signed into law.
The bill's language makes it easier for workplace victims of sexual harassment or assault to take their cases to court, rather than be made to go to arbitration by their employer. The president said this blunts the power of employers to keep harassment claims out of the spotlight.
There will be cases where victims want their claims resolved in private, but some survivors will want their day in court, and that should be their choice and nobody else's choice.
The bill passed Congress with bipartisan support. President Biden, in his remarks, voiced his support for ending forced arbitration in all employment disputes. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
In court in Louisville, Kentucky.
Mr. Hankison, this jury has found you not guilty.
That's the judge after a former police officer, Brett Hankison, was acquitted of wanton endangerment. He was charged with firing shots in the 2020 raid that killed Breonna Taylor. Not the ones that killed her. No other officer has been charged. This was a nightmare.
An SUV crashed straight into a preschool in Anderson, California yesterday, injuring 19 children and an adult. Police say all of them were taken to the hospital, but their injuries are not considered life-threatening, including two children in intensive care. The driver who crashed into the Great Adventure Christian Preschool was a local woman. However, police have not released her name. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
We get the jobs report later this hour, expected to show a rise in hiring last month as COVID cases fell on Wall Street ahead of that Dow futures are down big. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.